Thank God for this Easter sunrise service where we can gather for the first time to be reminded of Christ's resurrection. Christ arose is the title of our sermon taken from the text that we have just read from Mark 16 verses 1 to 8. Each Lord's Day, as we come for worship, we are reminded that Jesus rose on the first day of the week. It was on this day, Sunday, that Jesus rose from the dead. Today, on Easter Sunday, we especially want to remember that pivotal day when Jesus won heaven for us by His resurrection. He was victorious over sin and death because He rose from the dead. Death is the greatest impasse for mankind. Man is born to die, and we all know none can escape. And as we think about death and how it strikes every family, without fail, at some point in time, we shudder at that thought. But because Jesus rose again from the dead, we know that when the Christian dies, the Bible says he is asleep. One day, when Christ returns, he will awake again. And so on Resurrection Sunday, we want to kindle the hope of eternal life in our hearts. God wants us to know that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not just one aspect of our Christian faith, but it is the cornerstone of our faith. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest event in human history because it signifies the blessed truth of man's redemption, that death has lost its sting. As you think about it, what a great truth is being given to us. And we just want to thank God for the reality of eternal life. Think of it. When there is no eternal life, when there is nothing that is eternal, then you will find that the things that you do is valueless. Because at some point in time, it's going to be cut off, and that's it. But when there is eternity, the Bible tells us that the things we do, the works that we do in the name of Jesus Christ, follows us through eternity. The day is coming when our Lord Jesus would return. After 2,000 years that He was ascended to heaven, to reward all His faithful servants. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then His death on the cross would have been meaningless. Why should we celebrate Good Friday? And then our faith would be in vain. But because Jesus did rise from the dead and lived, therefore, we who believe in this gospel have life, have eternal life, have overcoming life, the power to overcome sin in our lives. And that is the greatest victory, to be able to live holy lives, lives that does not bring judgment from God, a life whereby the Spirit of God is manifested. The Bible tells us through the words of the Apostle Paul, if you do these things, then there is no judgment. In fact, it is fullness of blessing and fullness of reward from God. this event of Christ's resurrection was recorded in all the four Gospels. And if you read them all, you would be able to gain a complete picture of what took place that God deemed fit to reveal to us. But this morning, we are just going to study Mark's account. Just a very short passage of 8 verses in which we want to give to you 2 thoughts. Firstly, from verses 1 to 5, the early riser's blessing, the early seeker's blessing, and secondly, the excited witness's message from verses 6 to 8. Verse 1 tells us, when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary and the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come to anoint him. When was the Jewish Sabbath? Well, the Jewish day begins at sunset, 6 p.m. And it goes all the way to 6 a.m. the next morning before the rising of the sun. And so when Sabbath was passed, it is about the time of 6 a.m. in the morning, very, very early. You find Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and this lady Salome coming to the tomb of Jesus. Why did they rise so early to come to this tomb of Jesus? Because Mary Magdalene has experienced the love of Jesus Christ in her life. She was someone who was miserable because she was plagued with 7 devils. Life was a living hell for her. But the Lord Jesus Christ healed her by His almighty power and peace and joy and physical comfort was restored to her once again. And so in her health and strength, she remembered her Lord and she said, I must come. And so she came early, very early in the morning to remember what her Lord has done for her. And what else did she do? Well, she bought sweet spices. She bought sweet spices to come in order to anoint the body of Jesus. The parallel text would tell us that she was wondering. We are told that the tomb is going to be sealed. How can we get in to bring these spices to our Lord? Well, these are a group of devoted ladies. There were the apostles who were very close to our Lord when He was upon earth. There was also a group of these ladies, women folk, who loved the Lord, who experienced great joy fellowshipping with their great God. God with us. And now they experience the stark reality that Jesus has died. Death is a very cold truth that they experienced when they came to the tomb. And it's interesting that when they came to the tomb, our text tells us in verse 3 or verse 2, it says that they were very early in the morning the first day, and they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Just like what we are doing here. Right? Suddenly now we see the first light, as it were. They were there. They caught the first light. And the first light revealed to them an empty tomb. They said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? If you were to imagine this tomb that sealed our Lord Jesus, the tomb of Arimathea, and how the Jews, the religious leaders, knew that what he said, that he's going to be rising from the dead the third day, and so they said, lest the disciples come and steal his body away and fabricate this lie, let us seal the tomb. And so they did. They set guards to guard the tomb. And our story tells us that when they were there, at that time, very early, they saw the tomb rolled open. And we know from Matthew's Gospel that there was a great earthquake. There was a great earthquake just before our Lord took the last breath. And he said, it is finished. The work of redemption was completed. And the same at the time of the resurrection, there was an earthquake and an angel came, the Bible records for us, and rolled this great stone away. You can imagine, this is a piece of stone that is before us here, and how this stone is so heavy. Well, it was meant to guard the tomb so that it is completely sealed, that no man can go in and no man can come out. But these women folk at that time who came early were able to see and testify of this empty tomb which they saw. Verse 4 of our text. And they looked and they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Well, we have a little idea of what a great stone is all about. It is how heavy it is, and you place the stone right in front of the tomb. No way, unless you have modern equipment to roll the stone away. But it was rolled away, the Bible tells us, by an angel who came. And there, the disciples, or there, the women folk were asked to go in and see. And verse 5 tells us, entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. They were frightened. They were expecting to see the dead body. But instead, they saw an angel there. And this young man spoke to them and said, be not affrighted. This word there means terrified, greatly, terribly afraid, frightened to the core of their being. Because something unusual, something phenomenal, something that has never happened before in the history of mankind has just taken place. And we want to record this event through the eyes of Scripture to help us to know and understand the truth concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the angel said to them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. And so they saw the empty tomb. No one could have gotten in before that. But because they were early, they had the opportunity to understand and to be the first to behold the truth concerning the resurrected Christ. You see, death And the sorrow of death is a very grieving thing. We all understand what it means. At some point in time, we grieve for someone who has departed from this world. And so, for Mary Magdalene to be confronted with this truth of truth, the greatest of all truth, of the resurrected Christ, they were surely affrighted. And it said here, "Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." The early riser's blessing. We want us to remember this first thought. How these ladies who have suffered much also received much from God. They understood and they saw how our Lord was risen from the dead. And they were there to find the empty tomb. And it is a message for us how they were so fervently in love with Jesus Christ because of what Jesus had done for them. The great price that He had paid to wash away their sins. The great price that He had paid to wash away our sins. This is no small matter. If you look at the world around us, sin is the greatest disease that plagues mankind. And it's the reason why this world until now has 6,000 years, has never really experienced peace. You said about good government, about those who are able to come into authority and rule well. Well, you see semblances of it. But most of all, you see chaos. You see anarchy. Why is it like that? Because of the fallenness of the human heart. This disease of sin. And only by the Jesus' death that He could win that battle against human sin. That Jesus Christ must die to be that substitute to take all our sins. He was that sin bearer. And His death would have no meaning if He had not risen from the dead. But the ladies here saw how the tomb was empty. And that brings us to verse 6, our second thought. The excited witness message. "Be not affrighted," verse 6 says. "Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid Him. You look and see. But go your way. Tell His disciples and Peter that He goeth before you into Galilee, and there ye see Him, as He said unto you." And so Jesus had already told His disciples a few times, several times, concerning the truth of the resurrection, that He would have to die and 3 days later He would rise from the dead. And so the angel tells them that you go and let the disciples know. Tell them so that they may understand and be there to see the resurrected Christ. And so verse 7 tells us that they are to tell His disciples and Peter. Who is Peter? Well, Peter was the man who loved the Lord a lot, and yet he was also the man who denied the Lord a lot. Three times he denied the Lord in the most critical moment. And he must be a most discouraged man at that time. And so he was singled out to be encouraged with this truth of the resurrection. We know in our lives that many a times we may have failed the Lord. But the Lord did not leave us on our own. But the Lord knows what we are made of, how weak a vessel we are. And he specifically, through the angel, told the ladies to let Peter know that I've forgiven you. You are to come. What great comfort, isn't it, for Peter, as you think about it. As we think about life, our own life, and what God has done for us, it must cause us to realize the great price that He has paid. As the Son of God, why should He, who possess all heaven and earth, to come upon this dismal earth? We have a feel of it when we were here, right? Mosquitoes, the humidity, and the fallenness, the curse that comes with the fall of men. And yet, the Lord did come. The Father did send the Son, and the Son did go to the cross, and then He did die, and 3 days later He rose from the dead. And so, the excited witnesses' message, we who have received much, who have been forgiven much, who have been healed much, we are to go and bring this message to the people around us who have not experienced the power of Christ, the healing power of Christ, and the peace and joy that comes with our sins forgiven once for all, and to be given the opportunity to go to heaven. That we can face death, if death were to come to any one of us, anytime. You know, in your heart, because of what this text of scripture tells us, that Jesus rose again from the dead. Therefore, we too will rise with Him. And because Jesus lives, we will also live. And it's a truth that must warm our heart. And it's a truth also that must give to us the strength to want to bring this message to a dying world. Verse 8 says, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre. They went out quickly. It was an exciting message. It was a glorious message, a message that you don't want to hold with you and keep in your heart, like what Jeremiah says. It is like a fire burning in my heart. I must give it out. And we are the privileged people with the message of salvation, that only Jesus saves, that He died and He rose from the dead. They went quickly. And the Bible also tells us they trembled and were amazed. Truly, we will also tremble and be amazed. Imagine the big stone rolled to the side. Before that, it was sealed. Guards were guarding it. You know, it's just like our modern army with all the machinery doing its guard duty, right? You can't get near. It's a guarded place. Heavy armor all around. But all the armor was suddenly stripped and the army defeated and the tomb opened. And so they tremble at the truth. And here it says, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. They went, and our story tells us that they went quickly to the disciples. And the disciples also, who have heard the message, came themselves. Peter ran together with the other disciples, and they also saw the empty tomb. You see, in all the four Gospels, there is one thing that is not recorded there: how Jesus rose from the dead. We all know that the tomb was empty, but what exactly took place in that empty tomb, how he rose from the dead, it is not recorded for us. What we see is simply the resurrected Christ, how he appeared to the disciples, how he ate with them, how he communed with them, and finally how he commissioned them. The Lord also is commissioning us. We are a small gathering. But if every one of this, of each one of us, is excited and know what Jesus has done for us in our hearts, in our lives, then when we go out there and share our lives, it would not be something cold-hearted, you know. But we will share it with great zeal, great enthusiasm, and great excitement. The excited witness message, verse 6 to 8, and the early risers blessing. We thank God that you have come so early in the morning to brave the weather, the environment, the sleep, to be able to come here to remember what our Lord did. The early risers, the early seekers of God never leave without blessing from God. When we seek Him early in our communion with Him, He never leaves us empty-handed. But we will receive a cup overflowing from Him, because He loves us. And He knows we love Him. We love Him. And He specially would bless us for our devotion to Him. He gives to us His wisdom as we seek Him, so that we know how to order our lives. He gives to us His Word. And so, as we pray, as we come before Him, He gives to us wisdom how to lead our lives. We know what to do. And we go there with confidence, not in ourselves, but in the perfect will of God to be lived out in our lives. And so may the Lord bless this Easter sunrise service to His own glory. And may God grant to us blessings for seeking Him. And may we also continue to seek Him every Lord's Day, every morning, to come to Him early to receive blessing from Him, not only on Easter Sunday. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank Thee for bringing us here to this beautiful garden for our Easter sunrise service. We thank Thee for the peace that Thou hast given to this land and this beautiful garden that Thou hast created, that we may come in the quietness of this morning to remember Thy resurrection. O Lord, we burn with excitement of the testimony of the empty tomb. And Lord, we thank Thee that indeed Thou did rise again from the dead, and that the women folk, the disciples, saw the risen Christ. And we see Thy Son through the eyes of faith, and we see through the eyes of faith that Thy Son will come again to receive His church to glory. And at this time, we know that Thy Son is seated on the right hand of Thee, praying for us, that our lives may be sanctified, protected, and that we may be prepared as the Holy Bride at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He has also, Thy Son has also promised paradise and a mansion when He comes to receive us. So Lord, we thank Thee for all the good hope that we have in Jesus Christ, and we want to meditate upon them, that it may encourage our heart and cause us to have the strength to overcome our own weaknesses, physical, spiritual, mental, and go to a world that is dying to help those who are weak, who have not overcome. And because Thou hast shown us the overcoming life, we are able to share this a little bit. Lord, may Thou give us the strength. We realize that we are weak. But Lord, may Thy power flow in and through us, that Thy glory may be manifested in this broken vessel, that it may redound to Thy glory. This I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us arise for our closing hymn. Christ arose. Lo, in the grave He lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph o'er His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Indeed, they walk His bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. From the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph o'er His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep His prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph o'er His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Father in heaven, we thank thee that thy Son indeed had risen from the dead. O Lord, we cannot understand by our finite mind how this is possible. But we saw the empty tomb through the eyes of Scripture and the witnesses of the disciples and the women folk who saw our risen Lord. O Lord, we thank thee for this truth. It is enough that we have understood it through thy written word. O Lord, may thou bless every worshipper here who have come to seek thee early in thy house. O Lord, may thou bless the hearts of every worshipper to the honor and glory of thy blessed and holy name. Lord, may thou grant to us thy mercy for this day. Help us to be thy ambassador. Help us to do thy will daily as we remember what thou hast done for us. And may every Lord's Day be a special day for us, because it is on this day that thou didst rise from the dead. Lord, help us to remember the victory, the overcoming, and it may give to us the strength in our heart to also fight the good fight of faith and not be defeated, but press on to serve thee with renewed strength and zeal for thy own honor and glory. This I pray with in thanksgiving, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, please be seated.